Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Welcome to the Friday Night Cypher. Guess we're not getting our sound effects tonight. It is Friday, April 12th, 2013. I'm your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. Thanks for rocking inside the Cypher, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I hope this is not an idea of how this show is going to go tonight. Hit us up, folks. You are inside the Friday Night Cypher. We are recapping the week in news and entertainment. On the other side, Madam Boston and Hot Chocolate. We'll be right back. You inside the Cypher.
This is state of emergency.
What you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back. Let's go get him, Josh.
It's the winter's turn. Kobe Hov is the coldest. It just gets better with time. I'm like Opus One. Young, no to it like a snowflake. Okay, show me what you got, babe. Words are slurring, engine purring. Mommy front, but I'm so determined. Shots up a throne, now she in the zone. I ain't talking about the 2-3. Mommy in the zone like the homie 2-3. Jordan a chain, make no difference. You all ballin' the same. Nigga, I am the Mike Jordan of recording. Nigga, you might wanna pull back from recording. Shit, right, it's not important for Boston to go for the hype. For being brave, they may applaud him. But misery, I will assure them. Baby, just ignore them. Truth or dare, mommy, listen and learn. I gotta drop, I just took up the top. It's your turn.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most
J-E-Z, inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, the man of the hour. Man, we all know that Jay-Z and Beyonce made news with their anniversary trip over to Cuba last week. Well, the government made a huge deal about the fact that they were over there wondering if they had gotten the proper clearance. Well, they had. Nevertheless, Jay-Z shot them fools a verbal bird this morning with his new cut, pretty much telling them to, you know, go sit down somewhere. But first, before we go any further, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, give it up for the hotness, and she's chocolate, proud of it. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I am that TGIF, T. Jim Hyman Radio in the house. What's going on, everybody?
No doubt, chilling like villains. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam Boston, in the building. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Again, Jay-Z, Beyonce in the news. I mean, the dude is just fresh. I just like his swag. He's just fresh.
Hove is Hove at his finest right now, and I actually had that story about that song queued up because Madam Boston had gave me that such fantastic segue there. Jay has taken shots not only at those who were saying that he didn't have proper clearance for him and Batty B. For everybody who's on Instagram, that's her name. But anyway, him and his beautiful wife, Beyonce, to go to Cuba to enjoy their anniversary, which, you know, we find out that he did. He's also taking shots at, apparently there's some backlash that he's getting from his decision to sell his share in the Brooklyn Nets so that he can continue his sports management endeavors with Roc Nation.
Right.
Well, there's talk, there's chatter, and Jay basically came back with this, you know, a verse in that same said song where he says he would have brought the Brooklyn Nets for free, except I made millions off it, you effing dweebs. I still own the building. I still keep my seat. Y'all buy that BS. You better keep your receipt. So... I don't know what y'all get from it. I've thought about it so many different ways. Like, okay, to really break it down, Jay-Z's stock in the Brooklyn Nets franchise was large when you look at it from our eyes. But when you look at the larger picture, his percentage in that franchise was less. Now listen to me, people, less than 1%.
Right.
So his Russian partners, hate to call out, you know, the nationality, but that's what they are. His Russian partners own it. That's it. It's done with. And whoever else bought that little bitty piece.
Right. But you know what? It goes back to Jay-Z is the epitome of what we were talking about during one of last week's shows, just talking about being open and relationships. And diversity, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to be able to establish relationships across those comfort zones, you know, across those lines that make us comfortable. I mean, those are scared Russians, let
Absolutely.
Alone, you know, want to do business with them, you know. So, I mean, hey, get your business game up, folks. Get your business game up. Hey, in the news, one that has me a little livid this evening. It's a letter written by Gladys. You know, I almost don't even want to say her last name. But Gladys then pissed me off this evening. And so, you know, Gladys writes a letter to her son. And in this letter, you know, Gladys is claiming to be the victim. And so, you know, everybody has their perspective on the situation. But I'll say this. I don't even want to read the letter, really. Because I don't want to give Gladys no credit, nor her son any credit. But
well,
I'll
don't
say this,
read it, but just what is it about? What is the letter pertaining to?
The letter pretty much insinuates that, you know, ever since the death of Trayvon Martin, Gladys's son has been a victim. And, you know, there's no reason her son should be sitting in prison right now. And the American justice system has failed her family because he did not commit that crime. And social media and media has hyped it up. I'm trying to figure out, Gladys, where do you live? On Mars? I know that's your son, Gladys. But your son killed a child. And there's no way to get around it. What do you mean he didn't commit the crime? What are you talking about, Gladys?
Gladys clearly does not understand the code of what goes on inside, and most people don't. But listen, no one takes kindly to children being hurt. No one does. So when you get behind bars and you're dealing with convicted felons of their various reasons and accusations and things of that nature, you're dealing with men who are pent up and have animosity for other reasons, and then they find out that you're in there for hurting an innocent child who could not defend themselves. Oh, you're bound to get your ass whipped. You're good. That's why he's getting his ass whipped in there.
Yeah, I mean, and so, you know, to me, it's disturbing to think that this woman feels like her son, you know, is innocent. And what that says is she thinks that, you know, a man can shoot and kill another man in a dark gated community, you know, should be held to no level of accountability or responsibility. You know, that is you know, that's crazy. You know, it was a miscarriage of justice, you know, for her son to get arrested and be facing, you know, trial for the death of this young man. A miscarriage of justice. Gladys, stop.
Have several seats, Gladys, at this time. Please do.
So I'm sure you've been able to figure out what and who we're talking about. Without us using that infamous last name. I ain't giving them no credit on this program, but Gladys, go sit down somewhere.
Please, before we tell you to do something else.
If you are just joining us, you are inside the Friday Night Cypher. It is 9:12, and we recap the week in news and entertainment. Hockley, Madam CeeLo Boston, that dude Tia Muhammad. Hey, we'll be right back.
New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way.
My second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing that net simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search for can't find me. Fuck sadness, had this been you having this lavish habitual happiness at me, you wouldn't look back. But you would have sex on condominium roof deck. So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rocket Roberto Cavalli, no shirt on convertible. Mozzie, my Colombiana mommy, ride beside me. Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand him, but... top pocket that snaps, where the gas at, past that, not you, you hold cracks in your ass crack, I never did that, my socks where my stash was at, yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack, I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that, cut cool with preen team and fat cat was that, future not crystal clear yet, back a rat, now I'm the one who's rapping Queens, way beyond your wildest dreams, bottles on bottles with sparklers surround my team, that long cash get the baddest bitches out their jeans, 20 years in this game, looking 17, I don't lean, no code. Dean, promethazine, I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although we on to another chapter, Heavy D gave this beat to Salon for me to rapture. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island, a big biker's island, the cops be out wildin'. All I hear is sirens, it's all about surviving. Same old two-step, try to stay alive, but they be out robbing. I've been out rhyming, since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad say, the ink from a scholar worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love model choker, mommy pop it like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker, Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Don't shit, under fire I remain on some conscience. This for every ghetto in the hood. Namadon, super cat, the Don Dada, understood.
We're back. I think that was called a collision. 9:16. Boston hot chocolate, that dude TM. Hey, now I'm a little livid over this Ricky Rose situation with Reebok.
You know what? You are right on deck with me. Everything I've pulled up tonight, you are right there. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about
I'm a little disgusted. You know, as hard as it is for us to get these major deals, this Reebok Classic deal was a major deal for Ricky Rose with his fat belly, and how he let this happen.
Man, I'm so tight with him. Like, I've ridden with Rose from, you know, the accusations and then finally being proven that, yes, he was a corrections officer to, you know, just various other nim-witted and numbskull-type buffoonery that he's, you know, been a part of. But this right here, I have to draw the line. In one of his recent released songs, actually it's in a song of another artist called Rocco, but Rose is featured on it, and he raps about giving a woman the drug MDMA, known as Molly, and having his way with her. The lyric or the line is, "Put Molly all up in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it." And Reebok,
like,
basically.
It sounds like rape, Rose.
It is rape. It is rape. And he tried to cover, I'm not going to say cover it up, but he tried to make it better, tweeting, saying that, you know, he's sorry that he doesn't condone rape, and he apologizes for the lyrics that were interpreted as rape. And a week prior on a radio interview, he said that there was a misunderstanding with the lyric. But there's no misunderstanding of what he said. There's no other way to interpret that.
Now, because
we have a
resident pill popper that has no problem telling y'all that she can pop this, pop that. Boston, have you ever popped a Molly? What is it?
I do know that it's a derivative of ecstasy, stronger, but the medication I take is also that, though, is something that just in the streets, I want to say about last year, it is kind of heavy, and it's supposed to elevate whatever there is, just like ecstasy does.
I don't know if it's me, but I'm having a hard time. You're not sounding your normal self.
Yeah, you're not sounding very clear.
I think it's... Can you hear me at all?
Okay. No, I can barely hear what you're saying. And so I'm really trying to understand what does a Molly consist of? I know it's dangerous, and I know Molly has become very popular, even in songs. Rose isn't the only one talking about, you know, Mollies right now.
Oh, no, he's not.
Popping Molly.
Everybody.
And it's
sad.
I do know it's a combination of some serious drugs, which is a problem.
Can you guys hear me now?
A little better.
Go for it.
Okay, so if you didn't hear me, Molly is supposed to be like a amped up ecstasy. So it's supposed to be stronger than ecstasy.
And ecstasy is supposedly what?
It's ecstasy is supposed to be like a enhancer of, again, whatever mood you're in.
It's like an emotional enhancer.
Know that, but I know that ecstasy is also a combination of several drugs. And from, you know, what people say, the fear is that you get a dirty one or something that, you know, sends you in a direction that you shouldn't be going. So it's I don't know. Heroin, cocaine, is it all of those things combined? Like,
I think it is. And a little pill. And so I wanted to make sure that we're taking the time to discuss it because people listen to this program. And for those who aren't, you know, don't have their ear to the streets, maybe like how we do on this show, pay attention. Because to pop a Molly is something major, okay? And so, you know, kids just aren't smoking weed anymore.
Yeah, it's serious.
They aren't even just popping ecstasy pills anymore, just in case
exactly.
You didn't know your kids was popping ecstasy pills and what that was for. I mean, there's this thing now called Molly. And so it's a very dangerous, dangerous drug. So,
yeah.
You know, one, awareness is key. But number two, you know, parents engage your kids. You know, see if you don't shock them when you ask them, you know, do they have friends or if they ever popped a Molly. Go and use that verbiage on them tonight. You know, what
Absolutely.
You know about a Molly, Junior? What you know
yeah.
about a Molly, Becky? Or maybe,
yeah.
maybe not Becky. Maybe not Becky.
Well, no, ask Becky too. Ask Becky, ask Bonquisha, ask Shaniqua, ask all of them. And going back to awareness, people, listen, ladies and gentlemen both, not just ladies, and I'm directing it more so towards the ladies because that's, you know, basically the thing, going and buying ladies drinks and, you know, stuff like that. Know who's getting you a drink. Know who's making your drink. That's how this is what the premise of this rap lyric is, where the girl doesn't know that she has the Molly in her champagne. She doesn't know it because he basically probably gave it to her. Oh, baby, I'm going to buy you a drink. Oh, come on, we going to pop bottles with my people. Oh, right. Know what you're drinking, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, have your money to buy your own drinks. Don't trust everybody that you meet. You can't. And it's unfortunate that you can't go out and mingle like that, but the days of that are long over. And they, not even that they were long over, they've been long over because people didn't just start doing this. It's like slipping people things in their drinks. That's, you know, kind of 101 etiquette when you're out and about, period. Not just thinking about Molly's, but thinking about other things. It's been going on for decades.
No
doubt.
Right. Hey, on to other things. Hey, it's some major tours about the jump off. I mean, B got a tour about the jump off. J got a tour about the jump off.
No doubt.
I know June, I believe the 29th, Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, J. Cole, that's going to be hot.
That's going to be mean.
But how are we moving on? And I still don't know what the hell happened.
What
happened with Reebok? I never said what happened.
Oh, they dropped his endorsement. Reebok dropped Rick Ross's endorsement. It's over with. Even though he apologized, it's done with. It's finito.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
How did you miss that when we said that at the top of that segment? Popping a Molly. Hey, we'll be right back.
Got a word. Slight word.
D-Town to the DMV.
Yep, no, what's up?
Finally got your girl going crazy.
Drunk white bitches. Nigga, float Lauren. Bitch, I go hard. I'm ballin', I'm blow trotting. And my flow up, my nigga. I'm gonna start with it. It's often I do this. I turn a straight prove bitches to a nudist. Foolin', I be on that new shit. And I'm blowing up like bitches we went to school with. Ain't nobody checking for your garbage. Lot of intuition, I ain't near finished college. Never hit them all if I ever get it all. Any bra better lay her like I'm dressing for the fall, nigga. And I'm all that. Hit the passenger dope. Shawty with pink, very sweet. hungry and I ain't lactose. I ain't trying to brag though, I just know I'm that dope. Kick game Bojack, my Bojack top boat. And it ain't no problem, you race city bras. I relate them, baton them, bitches in here and want that. But when you step out, why the bitches run out? Double MG shit, I put the set down. Rick James back, bad bitches in the couch. Wordplay, Oruba is my first name. I think I'm Coco Buchanan, you just a bird, babe. I got a pair of J's, I roll a pair of J's. We up and down with supply, spending that curry cake. Let them marinate, you forever late. A million home sellers couldn't find a real estate. Flight work, flight work.
Paycheck. Only thing between me and your bitch is a latex, man. And I ain't into saving these hoes. My nigga tell me where you see a cape at. B-I-B-I, bitch, B-I-G. Two things I don't need are you and my ID. I'ma need a yellow cab and a yellow bad bitch. Green faces, but a nigga dodging yellow badges. Woo! Cause I'm drunk. Yeah. Okay. Under 25, living the fucking life. White America said I'd be doing 25 to life. And just for that, I'ma blow 25 tonight. You make 25 a year, I make 25 a night. Whoa. Blocka, blocka, blocka. Blocka, bitch, get hit with my Ciroc, blocka, chopper. Taking body shots. Blocka, blocka, blocka. Probably in your girl dreams, probably in your daughter locker. Top floor, like I'm outstanding. And they stole your whole delivery. Now that's outlandish. I guess like the delivery, man. I'm outstanding. Car tenant. I'm in that shit like I'm out camping. God damn it. I'm one hell of a guy. Looking down on the cloud, that's a hell of a high. Bitch, I get ghosts. The way she's screaming big, niggas couldn't tell if I was dead or alive.
Slight work. Slight work. The wrong drink. The right work. Slight work. Right work. The wrong drink. The right work. 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 Work.
By the telly, the venues in Manchester, just swerving with Balotelli. The fuck you trying to tell me? Bothers me when you gotta play therapist. It's embarrassing to even bring up these niggas and make the comparison. They just gotta forgive me. This watch is a 150. Still ain't got the time for a bitch to be acting iffy. Running through the city with niggas, I give a kidney. Selling under 150. You niggas gotta be kidding. Is this even still a discussion? Don't you ever wake up disgusted. Every million I gain an enemy or a cousin. And people's feelings have changed ever since I became something. Girls are becoming ladies and my friends are having babies. And babies are dropping dead in my city. This shit's crazy. And I don't know if speaking on it helps. This shit's on my mind. I just keep it to myself, you know.
Can't you talk to
Yo, what's up?
All right, not sure if you all actually even hear what Madam Boston is saying.
Can you hear me at all?
Now we can hear.
She is welcoming you back.
Okay, so maybe my space is small.
It's that jitterbug phone, I keep telling you.
You know what? You can talk about my phone and them raggedy headphones.
Yeah, my phone is one step it's away from a jitterbug, so I need to cut it out, really. I need to stop.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hit us up. We want to hear from you. Well,
yes,
so,
it's my raggedy headphones.
I have a little bit of a sports news regarding Mr. Kevin Durant and Oklahoma City Thunder. In the game the other night, he makes, you know, how you on the ball court and you really feeling yourself, you know, your element, and you come down court and you got this monster dunk and you do the throat flash move and then you put your hands together like, oh, you're praying for him, killing him on the court, and you pray for him after that. It cost him $25,000.
Ouch.
What?
Cost him $25,000. Yeah, $25,000. I'm saying the playoffs, it's playoff season, and, you know, I guess the refs are trying to prove a point that they're not playing either. So the refs and the league, I'm not even going to say just the refs because, you know, they just do what they're told.
And more so the league, because, it's a lot of showboating going on, and we just want to play ball, you know, save all that for the kids.
Yeah, I mean, you know, showboating is a kind of a part of the game, especially when you're feeling it, but I think that gesture may be seen as going too far.
Yeah.
Hit him in the pocket.
Focus on the game. Hey, again, we were talking about tours. J. Cole just added to the lineup with Kendrick Lamar and Snoop Dogg. That tour is jumping off June 29th. Look for that trio coming through a city near you. Hey, a bunch of nice tours about to pop off.
If you've never been to a Snoop Dogg tour, I just cannot even describe to you what you're missing. It's just, oh my. Mm. Yeah, wow. Just that element live music thing that Snoop gives you, and he makes you feel like you're on the block in Long Beach, like you in the LBC. He brings the LBC to the stage. If you've never been to California, I'm sorry for, you know, just kind of throwing that out there, but yeah, Snoop gives it to you. I thoroughly enjoy his performances. And I like his uncle who dances on the stage too.
Right. And I don't want to be, I don't want to be identified as providing inaccurate information. To be specific, the concert that has Kendrick Lamar, Snoop, J. Cole, it's not an actual tour. Although there are many tours that's about to jump off, Los Angeles, California, June 28th through the 30th. It's the greatest celebration of black music that I can think of in a long, long time. Beyonce, Friday, June 28th, all by herself. That one night event already sold out. Beyonce sold out Friday, June 28th. Now, Saturday, June 29th, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Miguel, and Schoolboy Q. Now, June 30th, that Sunday, hold on to your seats, folks. If you can get out to L.A., L.A. is the place to be June 28th through the 30th. That Sunday the 30th, R. Kelly, New Edition, and the Jacksons.
Wow, and this is for the BET Awards, right?
Are you
is
laughing
for the
at
BET
the Jacksons?
Awards in the experience?
That's correct. It's the BET experience.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, at LA Live. So that's the tour. Hey, what's funny? Is New Edition or the Jacksons funny?
I'm trying to figure out why she's so tickled.
It's the Molly.
People, I don't do that stuff. But look, I laugh because
I'm glad that the Jackson 5s are adults now. Like, I don't know how that tour would have went. R. Kelly.
Lord, have mercy.
R. Kelly.
Well, she went to the left for real. I thought she was going to say she was glad they were talking again.
Hold on, first of all, you must keep in mind that I was a child when New Edition came out.
Me too. Me too.
I was definitely a child when the Jackson 5, you know, like, I came after they, you know, so, like, yeah, so this is where they were in my mind. And he said R. Kelly and the rest of them. It just made me go back to R. Kelly. Oh, my God, I'm so glad you're adults now. Like, I have no idea.
He didn't have problems with little boys. He had problems with little girls. Let's correct that.
It sounds like Madam Boston is broadcasting live from the toilet stool tonight.
Oh man.
Hey, I'm telling you, you sound like you're in a third world country. I'm thinking you're in the toilet.
Oh my God. No, I look. Yeah, I can't undo it.
It's the cipher. It's 9:38. We're gonna keep the music popping. We'll be back.
Yes.
the fool. Be yourself. Go, girl. Oh, yeah. Real player. Like that, that damn. Champagne. Campaign. Oh, man. Turn up the flame. Burn up the flame. Pop in my game. What's my name? What's my name? Ooh-wee. Snoopy. Give it to you like they lobby. Life of the party. Rocking your body. Blowing big bags of that by Marley. Ladies and gents. Players and pimps. This is the dish 100%. But you can just shake it and make it and dip it and wop it and pop it and drop it a bit. I left the scene, crisp and clean. CB, DP, GP, Weezy, GP, Riri, Kiki, Nini, BB, all of them love me. Wasn't my fault, left your girl with seasoning sauce. B on double G, he's the ball, easing them off, make me fall.
Do the right thing, do the right thing. Do the right thing, oh.
Do it.
Do the right thing, do the right thing.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:42 p.m. It is the Friday Night Cypher, and I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, here in Itty Bitty Plant City. He is that dude, TM Hyman. She is Madam CeeLo Boston, and I am bringing you your Friday Night Cypher dose of ratchetness in this next bit of news. Ladies, hold on to your seats. I know how much we all love the Basketball Wives franchise. L.A. and Miami, but word on the street is that Basketball Wives L.A. has been canceled by VH1 due to low ratings, and there will not be a season 3. So all of you Dre and Michelle fans, all of you Brooke Bailey fans, all of you Malaysia fans, Jackie, Gloria Christie, what's Gloria's sister name? Oh, Laura Govan. What's the other I'm not going to say corny because she doesn't deserve that. I'm not a fan of hers. I'll say that. Bambi, yeah. That's the other one. Yeah, they won't be back for another season. And there's word that if Miami doesn't get its ratings up, it's going to be canceled also. So, Shawnee, you and your girls are going to have to step it up because what y'all have been bringing to us are not garnishing or not garnering any ratings. They ain't coming. Need some more numbers, girl.
Yeah, like I had no idea they came back on. I mean,
I haven't. Well, they're my ratchet weaknesses. I'm not gonna lie. I have a few of them. I try to refrain from them, but you know, I'm still working on myself with that wasted bit of time because when you really think about it, it is a waste of time looking at someone else's life who's really not that interesting. It's pretty much scripted to what they think is going to bring ratings. So, yeah, I'm working on it, though, but I can't lie. I am a fan of the ratchetness.
Oh, I'm, like, loving hip-hop? Oh, I'm all in.
That's one of my ratchet addictions, too.
And I didn't start watching the Basketball Wives thing until my daughter told me who I reminded her of. I mean, well, they reminded her of me. That's when I started watching it. So, yeah.
Well, I think my interest came from some of the earlier castings of each of the franchises being wives of players that I was familiar with. So, you know, of course I'm going to want to see how they act out. And Jackie Christie to me was, if no one else thought that that was a brilliant casting, I thought that was a phenomenal. Whoever did that over there at VH1, you all did a great job because she is so many people and personalities split. She's not just a split personality. She is a multiple split personality. So when you bring Jackie Christie to the forefront, you're getting like 14, 15 people at once.
By herself. Yeah. She could argue with herself.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Shout out to Jackie Christie. Don't be mad at me. I'm sorry. I do love you.
But I thought it very interesting that they got, that they renewed their vow. Well, they got married every year.
That part I could not deal with. No, no. See, that's part of one of those 14 personalities. Why would you want to spend money to renew your wedding vows every year? And then her reasoning was, if you're always planning a wedding, you can't be getting divorced. Huh?
It's 12 other months going on. I mean, 11 other months going on. Like,
huh? Again. So confusing. I am glad, though, for Tammy Roman, because she's still going to get a chance to continue on with what she was doing. And I actually saw her co-hosting as a correspondent on the Wendy Williams show the other day. So that's a good look for her that she's still working. And we're waiting to speak with her on TN Hyman Radio, too. So I got my questions ready for Tammy, and I'm glad she's still working. And I now I can ask her how she feels about the other ladies, because they're getting thrown off. And she may, you know, be, you know, the bigger woman about it and say that she's sad that, you know, someone is losing their job, which in all this case, we all are in this economy. But tell us how you really feel. I want to know the real. So I got those questions ready for her.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see, like, you know, I don't know if you guys know her, but she, Tammy Roman, is on a show that comes on. Either way, it's a family-oriented show, so it gives her a different light. You know, you get to look at her in a different light.
Yeah.
And her actually, you know, act in that capacity.
Yeah. And I actually enjoyed the show. I don't know if everyone can hear you. So it's on TV One, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, good show. A little difficult, but we can. It's 9:48, people, and we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. Tell us what you're doing this Friday night, what you got going on this weekend, you cooking out, you having the family over, you going anywhere special. TM was mentioning some other good concerts that were coming, and Tampa Bay needs to get ready because Riri will be here on the 19th of this month. That's right, Rihanna people, Tampa Bay Times Forum. If you haven't gotten your tickets now, you may still be in the house, but you're probably going to be in a nosebleed. So.
And you know what? Like, I've never really been a Rihanna fan, but that's a concert at this point that I really wouldn't mind going to, checking Rihanna out live in concert. I mean, I guess that's the media.
I would go to a Rihanna concert.
So much.
Sure.
I want to see her live.
I don't think as much as I used to be, I would, you know, go to this, you know, the concerts that are coming out now for the artists that are out now. But Rihanna has kept such a craze and momentum going about her music and her sound and her style. Like, I need to see what the buzz is about. I really do. I really do.
I could see her being entertaining. Yeah.
You could see her being what?
Entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
I could see her show being entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Because She'll be in her element where she can get more loose, where she, you know, she can't really get loose in a live performance or a performance that's recorded for television. But in concert, oh yeah, I've seen some still photos of Rihanna in concert, and she looks like she gets busy.
Well, I've seen some still photos of Rihanna not in concert, and maybe you'd be like, hey.
She still look like she get busy.
You know what?
Hey,
yo.
Hey, no, so be a man. Hey, man, for real. That's like when I first came in contact with Rihanna. It was like some XXX pictures.
She definitely pushes the envelope. She really does.
I like her because she pushes the envelope. People hating on her because she's back with Chris Brown. But I think I like her more because she said forget about people and she did what she wanted to do.
Yep.
I like that.
She found her heart.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to respect her for that.
Exactly.
I like that. We don't have no Rihanna loaded, but we do got some Chris Brown loaded.
But we're gonna get some Rihanna loaded.
Rock.
I got it.
And we'll come back. Well, we're gonna rock something and come back anyway. Tia Mama Radio Live 9:50.
Look, I love him, but I just here's some new Pharrell and Pusha T safety.
Turn me up some more. Push it.
Somebody. everything else. New God flow, fuck everything else. Supreme dope dealer. Write it in bold letters. They love us in the spirit like Pocket the Coachella. They said Push ain't fit with the umbrella, but I was good with the Ye as a wholesaler. I think it's good the Ye got a blow dealer. A hot temper, match with the cold killer. I came aboard for more than just to rhyme with them. Sing 99 when Puff would have had shine with them. Yeah. Matching Daytonas, rose gold on us. Going ham in a beat that then took a toll on us. Ooh, since you overdo it, I'ma pour more. Well, if you going coupe, I'm going four door.
Shake that body, party that ball.
I wouldn't stick on that wood with grandma, yay.
Woo!
They get it shopping at Target.
Woo!
My shit is luxury ball made.
Yeah.
I'm ballin', I'm all red. A Nick soul in the park that I want in. What's a king without a crown?
What?
What's a circus without your clown? What's a brick from an out of town? When you flood and you can drown.
Yeah.
It's a good music golden child. It made dollar sign. Can't nobody hold. I ain't trying to stunt, man, but the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man. Went from most hated to the champion God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams: Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney King. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace to Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls, and the clothes. Oh, man, you sold your soul. Nah, man, mad people was running. For nothing, picture work is so hard and you can't cut through. That can mess up your whole life like an uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312. Well, cops don't come through and dreams don't come true. Like that a guy go and it's mercy and lie. Go from working McDonald's, barely paying a condo. He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. 40 killings in a week and 40 killings in a week. Man, the summer too high, you can feel it in the street. Welcome to Sunday service. If you hope to someday service, we got green in the eyes. Just follow my experiment. Moses not part the water with the cane. Did strippers not make a art when I made it rain? Did Yeezy not get signed by Hov and Dame? And ran to Jacob and made the new Jesus chain? In Jesus' name, let the cry say, I'm on fire, ay, that's the Richard Price say. And we'll annihilate anybody that violate. Ask any dope boy you know, they admire, yeah.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball.
Me and Mommy Radio Live. Friday Night Cypher. I want to apologize to everyone. Play that song. I'll take that.
I don't know who the everyone is that you're apologizing to, but okay.
No, I'm apologizing to you.
But all right.
Hold on. You also represent other people that listen to us. Your voice
right.
For those right now, so that's why I apologize to those first, and I apologize to you. I'll make it up to you, and you guys will never hear anything like this happen again. No. It's the first time that it ever happened.
If you listen to this program, you know that's a damn lie.
Yeah, damn, a bald faced lie.
No, I'm talking about hearing the apology. I'm not saying that I haven't stopped music before. No.
Hey, thanks for rocking with us. Thanks for rocking. Thanks for rocking. Hey, I don't know if Miss Tina Bivens is listening to us tonight, but I met with my friend earlier to talk about some big business about the pop off. So big up to Tina Bivens holding it down in the Hillsborough County area.
Yeah.
That's out Monday, 9 p.m. We right back at it with the crew. Y'all have a good weekend. Be safe. No drinking and driving.
No texting and driving.
Definitely no texting and driving. And if you're planning to write a hit record, you know, make sure you don't talk about drugs and rape and no
and rape. Right. Right.
Okay. Because we want you to keep those lucrative deals on the table.
They
right.
Don't take
don't talk
the paper
about it
away.
In a celebrated way anyway. You know? Yeah.
Definitely. Well,
whatever you do, do it well.
Absolutely. And I shall say again, stay out of trouble. Relax, release, and reflect this weekend. Be safe, everybody.
Have a fantastic weekend. Hit me up on Instagram, Regina757. Hit me up on Twitter, Very Hot Chalk. Send me your music so we can hit it up here on TM Hyman Radio Live. That would be on hotchocolate757@gmail.com or tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com.
All right. Be safe out there.
Thank y'all.
Have a good weekend.
Fly. Turn me up some more.